There is a sunnah way of entering the masjid. When we as worshippers go to the house of Allah and enter, the dua to be recited is Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik. O Allah, open for me the doors of your mercy. And in some narrations it goes, Bismillah. First we begin with the name of Allah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik. Whatever we do, whatever act of worship is as a result of the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It would not have been possible for any person to go to the masjid if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had not taught us about the masjid. So this dua, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, is an acknowledgement of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's favours upon us. And besides, one who invokes blessings on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam derives the benefit of it. When anyone invokes blessings on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is a simple gift from one of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's ummah to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It has been the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam practice all his life that whenever anyone presented him a gift, he reciprocated it in some way. So it is expected of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he would reciprocate the gift of Salat and Salam. And of course, this cannot be given in this world, but it will be in the year after. That what are the different ways that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will make dua for the person who invokes blessings upon him. So, you know, when we invoke blessings on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we hope to benefit from this, seeking forgiveness. The Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam seeking forgiveness for us. And when we benefit from that while entering the masjid, we'll be encouraged to worship Allah in a way that pleases him, which is in accordance to the practice of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik. Oh Allah, open for me the doors of your mercy. You know, just as the gate is open, so to open the doors of mercy, in order that my coming into the mosque may be beneficial. You know, different people come to the masjid, sinners, those who come there just to see. And what we're saying is that I've come to the masjid with the intention of gaining your mercy. And the dua is not the door of mercy, but to be opened, the doors of mercy to be opened. And this shows that there are different aspects of Allah's mercy, each with a door. And we're saying, oh Allah, I'm dependent on all kinds of your mercy, and I am asking you to open all your doors of mercy for me. You know, man cannot learn that many kinds of Allah's mercy. There are many that are showed in this world. Many gain in the grave, and many that of the mercies that will be shown the year after. And it's the teachings of the Messenger ﷺ that alerts us in this regard. In this world, different kinds of Allah's mercy are visible in health, sustenance. And then there are sub-kinds in each. Without the mercy of Allah, we cannot live a healthy life. Pure thoughts in the heart, rather we'll have evil thoughts. Thus we make dua to Allah to open for us all kinds of mercy. And we could have said, oh Allah, I need all your mercy, shower on me all your kinds of mercy. But by saying, open the doors of mercy, we indicate that, you know, we'd go to salah, offer the salah. That is how, what is required from us. The Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraging us in this regard. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for the worshipper to come to his home and to make the effort from his side, coming to the masjid, walking, driving, and then his salah, the recitation, all of that will then attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The salah is a divine connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we perform our salah, we are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a special way of entering into the masjid, that on entering the masjid, if it's the time for the jama'ah salah, then one must not sit down but offer the salah immediately that is started. And if there is time, you offer two rakats tahiyatul masjid. إِذَا أَتَى أَحَدُكُمَ الْمَسْجِدْ فَلْيَرْكَعْ رَكَتَيْنِ. When any of you come to the masjid, you must offer two rakats salah. And this is called tahiyatul masjid, or the greeting of the masjid. And this is offered on entry before sitting down, if there's enough time. It's showing respect to the mosque. Although it's better to offer the two rakats tahiyatul masjid separately from the sunnah mu'akkada. But if there's not enough time, then you may include the intention of the Tahiyatul Masjid with the Sunnah Mu'akkada or the Sunnah Ghair Mu'akkada. If there's still time for the Jama'ah Salah to begin after one is offered the Tahiyatul Masjid, then the Prophet ﷺ said that about one who's sitting in the Masjid waiting for the Salah is like one who's sitting in the gardens of paradise. When you sit in the flower beds of paradise, also eat from the fruit. And the Sahaba asked, O Nabi Allah, what does it mean? And he said, while you're waiting for the Salah, say, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wala ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. And that is like eating from the fruits of paradise. We tend to take out our phones and look at messages in that few moments, or catch the person next to us and have a quick chat. Whereas when you come in the masjid, the first thing you do is perform Tahiyatul Masjid. Then perform your sunnah, mu'akkada or ghair mu'akkada. After which, you should spend the time in making this tasbih of Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. And this is how one should observe one's etiquette with regards to the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to observe all the rites of the masjid, that we do not talk unnecessarily, engage in dhikr, the recitation of the noble Quran, offering nafing salah. And when the salah begins, to join the salah. May Allah give us the ability.